The Green Bay Packers are set to make their playoff appearance, and joining us to discuss is Rob Domofsky of ESPN. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Let's start on the offensive side of the football, because Jordan Love has really been a success story for the Packers in his first full season as a starter. What are some of the things you've seen from him so far this year that put the Packers in this position to make the playoffs?
Yeah, it's really the past couple of months more than the whole year, because early in the year, he struggled, quite frankly. They didn't win a game in the month of October. They had trouble scoring points. But somewhere around week 10 or 11, you could just tell that he became more comfortable with this team. Matt LaFleur became more comfortable with him as quarterback. And look, they have the youngest team in the league, and it's young at the receiver position. So it's not surprising that maybe it took a little bit of time. But the more you saw Jordan Love play, and not that I'm comparing him to Aaron Rodgers, but you started to see some things in his mannerisms and the way he went about things that sort of reminded you of Aaron Rodgers. And certainly late in the year, he turned into, you know, maybe the best quarterback in the league over the last 8 weeks of the season. He had 18 touchdowns and one interception from week 11 on.
On the defensive side of the ball, just before the Bears game, the defense looked like it was on a downslide. There were calls for Joe Barry, the defensive coordinator, to be fired. And then all it took was a game against the Bears for that defense to get right again. What are we expecting from the defensive unit as they go ahead to take on the Cowboys?
Yeah, and the calls for Joe Barry to be fired have not exactly gone away, Alex. I think it's going to take a pretty deep playoff run for him to be back as coordinator next year. But in the meantime, they're going forward with what they have. And, you know, what they have is an up-and-down unit that's got some pretty good individual talent but has struggled to put it all together. And now you're going down to Dallas to play possibly one of the most explosive offenses in the NFL. So the challenge for this defense is as big as it's been.
As we look specifically at the Cowboys on the offensive side of the ball, they have a lot of weapons, particularly at the receiver position. You know, unit matchup-wise, are we looking at Cowboys receivers versus Packers DBs as the key to the game?
I think that's certainly one of them. I don't know how they stop or how anybody stops CeeDee Lamb, for that matter. And then they've got Wisconsin people will be familiar with Jake Ferguson, the former Badger, who has had a really fine year for the Cowboys at the tight end position. And the Packers, you know, that they have struggled more against the run this year than they have against the pass, but the Packers secondary has been sort of a revolving door all year. Jair Alexander is finally back. It looks like he's able to play, but they've had a ton of injuries in that secondary, and it's been hard. I don't know how they slow this offense down, quite honestly, and Dak Prescott is having probably his best season at quarterback.
You mentioned the youth of this team, and I've seen some stats floating around. They're one of the youngest teams to ever make the postseason in the NFL. Granted, it is an expanded postseason, but how have the Packers been able to step up this season? How have they been able to grow and mature and put themselves in this position to now be in the playoffs as such a young squad?
They don't have a single catch by a receiver who has more than 2 years of NFL experience, because they don't have a receiver who has more than 2 years of NFL experience. And when you look up and down that list of receivers, you know, you got to give credit to general manager Brian Gutekunst, who has taken a lot of heat for never using a first round pick on a receiver, but they've managed to find guys in the second, third, fourth, fifth round. Jaden Reed as a second round pick has been as good a rookie receiver as the Packers have ever had. And that's right, I use the word ever. He broke Sterling Sharpe's rookie record for catches with 64. He tied for the rookie lead in the NFL in touchdown catches this year with 8. He also has 2 rushing touchdowns. And then you throw in a guy like Dontavian Wicks, a fifth-round pick, who might end up one day being their number one wide receiver. They've had some injury issues, but those young guys have really come together. And another one of those young guys, Bo Melton, a former practice squad guy who's had 2 really big games the last couple of weeks, kind of let slip last week that they have been going over to Jordan Love's house every Monday for a sort of dinner and a movie, but it's a football version of that because it's dinner and then they watch film as an offensive group. And things like that, you know, that teams and players do away from the facility, I think can go a long way. And I would suspect that that's at least a small part of why the Packers offense has been able to be successful.
Rob Domofsky of ESPN helping us get ready for the Packers playoff matchup against the Dallas Cowboys this weekend. Thanks for joining us, Rob. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Alex.